Now we send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
And we're here at St. Henry High School getting ready for the JV matchup between the St. Henry Redskins and the Fort Recovery Indians. Joined alongside Reese Rogers. How you doing, buddy?
Glad to be back.
Fort Recovery JV JV's record is 5-12, and St. Henry's JV comes in at 3-11. So,
both below 500 teams, especially for two usually pretty good programs.
Should be a battle.
Yep.
So we'll take a short break and be back with some. Now we're going to keep it here, actually.
Keep it
here. I forgot there's no national anthem for the JV game.
You didn't say Henry.
We don't even have a roster.
Don't have a roster.
No.
That's an issue.
I'm going to go get one.
Oh, my God.
Come on, buddy.
I'm about to ask Les Johnson, Perry.
I've seen that, too.
I mean, how do they not put roster up here for us? And the other, I mean, WCSN has rosters, and Rob's just getting here, so he's worth.
Reese, we need a roster, buddy. St. Henry gets the tip, missed three at the top of the key by number 21. Macy Day gets the rebound.
Macy will bring on up. He'll get a roster.
All right, Reese, take it away, buddy.
You can go get it in, too. Hope one will be tipped out of balance. He'll stay with the Indian. 6:37 left here in the first quarter. So the Indians will get under their own basket, 6:37, like I said, here in the first quarter. Remember, coming up after this, WPGW simulcast for the varsity game. Varsity records are Fort Recovery 9-9, 500 records, St. Henry's 10-6. So it should be a pretty good matchup here tonight after the JV game. St. Henry will get the ball back. They'll get into the key, and they bring it back out. St. Henry having a little trouble handling the ball here in the first quarter. St. Henry will pass around the arc. We did not have a roster. I don't know why Chase was struggling grabbing a roster, but we'll get one here momentarily. St. Henry will pass around the arc again. They'll fire up a three up and no good. Rebounded by. Ball is on the floor, and St. Henry will get the board. And then Grace Guggenbill will get fouled, pushing the back, so they'll be under their own basket. Whitley Ramel going to check in for Elaine Evers here in the first quarter. All tied up at zero. St. Henry passing on the arc. They get into the paint. Girl put a shot up. No good. Rebound by Whitley Ramel. Pushing the other way. Macy Day for the Indians. 5:42 left here in the first quarter. 0-0. Grace Guggenbill all the way around. Try to get to Whitley Ramel. And stolen away by St. Henry. So St. Henry will get back. They'll cross the timeline with it. Finally, we have roster, Shafe, and that's a good thing. Finally, we have a roster.
Oh, man, I'm out of breath.
St. Henry will fire up a long three up and good. That'll be by number 21, Elena Ehlers of St. Henry. So St. Henry will be on the board first here in the first quarter, 3-0. Indians will bring it back down their side. Grace Gingles will fire by third, way long. Up no good. Rebound by number 20.
Claire Wendell should bring it up herself. Just under 5 minutes remaining in the first quarter. Ball goes over to Ehlers. Now up top to Bitey. I don't know how to say that name. Rebounded by Hope Wendell.
Macy Day will bring on up. She'll pass up to Grace Guggenbill. Grace will attack the basket and be blocked away by number 30, it looks like. Ashley on top. And Faith Ruby going to check in for Grace Guggenbill and Coach Baum will take a 30-second timeout. We'll take one with him here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
IH Lubricants filters and battery for your total maintenance solution. Achieve longer service intervals and higher performance with OEM lubricants. Maximize your engine's efficiency with Case IH approved filters and depend on our quick starting batteries designed to handle extreme vibrations and temperature. Visit Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery today and purchase your genuine Case IH Lubricants filters and batteries to get the most out of your investment.
And we're back here at Sandy High School. Lady Redskins off to a 3-0 start. 4:36 left in the first quarter. They will start with the ball here. They get it. Try to get it into number 12, Vikings, but it's tipped out of bounds. Off hand of Faith Ruby. Still remains St. Henry ball. Indians applying a little pressure. St. Henry gets it into Ontrap. Now they give it back to Messmaker. She throws it over to Wendell on the right wing. Now they get inside, back out to Wendell. Her three is no good. Rebounded by Ontrap. Those are Redskins. They'll set it back up. Now Wendell at the top of the key. Over to Bikey. Now back into Wendell. She'll put up the layup. No good, but rebounded by Bikey. She loses it. But Ontrap cleans up the mess. So about three offensive boards there for St. Henry. And he's got to do a better job boxing out.
That's what Indians had a problem with when you were gone, Chase. I mean, Coach Vaughn had to make a few subs and put Whitley Ramlich tried to get some boards. And I mean, there's still nobody's still not rebounding for Coach Vaughn. So Indians will bring it down. They'll be fouled by number 21. Or number 12, Warren Berkey.
I don't know if
they So, Indians will get in. Faith Group will pass over to Macy Day on the left wing. Casey trying to get into Whitley Ramlich will be poked away, and both teams are being sloppy with the ball here, Chase, here in the first quarter. Macy Day will pass over to Faith Groovy. 5-0, Indians still struggling to get on the board. Whitley Ramlich will get, or Elena Evers will get into Whitley Ramlich up and no good. Rebounded by Elena Evers up, no good. And St. Henry will come down with it.
On track from the rebound. She gives it up to Ehlers, and she'll bring it up. She passes over to Bikey on the right wing. Now over to Wendell at the top. Wendell guarded by Evers. Ball goes over to Messmaker. Now up top to Wendell. Over to Bikey. Tipped away. Back in the hands of Messmaker in the corner. She'll drive baseline. Now finds Ontrap down low. She puts it off the glass and good. 7-0 lead here early.
And the Redskins are showing a little man-to-man press. Macy Day will bring it across the timeline for the Indians. 7-0. 2:52 left here in the first quarter. Macy will drive for a right-hand layup up. No good. Too strong. And rebound by Redskins.
Good take by Day. Just got to be a little more gentle. That layup attempt. Ball goes over to Wendell. Now up top. Two Ehlers. Back to Wendell on the left wing. She gives it over to Bikey. Now over to Ontrap. Ontrap has it. Now up top to Messmaker. Messmaker gets the ball screen. Finds Ontrap on the roll. She'll be slammed to the ground.
Hey, Ramel.
With a foul on Whitley Ramel.
Took her down.
Ramel's first, team second of the half. So Ehlers will inbound underneath for the Redskins. She finally gets it in, tipped back into her own hand. Her three is no good. Long rebound goes to Elaine. It was just stolen away by Wendell Sanders. She keeps out the Ontrap. Ontrap launches the three. That's no good. Ball's loose on the floor. We're going to have a foul going for the ball. I think that's on Macy Day. Be her second, team third. No, that'll be her first.
Just a lot. I mean, Chase, watching you.
Got to secure the rebound.
Yeah, just got to secure rebounds, get boards. I mean, there's not a lot of boxing out. And the Redskins, they're just tipping balls out of Fort Recovery's hands.
The Ehlers three from the corner rolls around the rim, hits the backboard, hits the rafters, got the time, and falls in.
So Indians down 10-0 after that. 3-point basket from St. Henry. Grace Gumbo get into Whitley Ramlich. Whitley Ramlich will put
the foul. Come on.
And no call, so they'll go back to the Redskins.
Wendell bring it up with 1:44 left in the first quarter. Lady Redskins on top of the Indians here, 10-0. Ball outside to Ehlers. She drives middle, loses it. Gets back in the arms of Wendell. She'll drive it to the hole and scores. 12-0 Redskins.
And Faith Ruby will have it, and she'll be fouled from number 21, Ehlers. And there's not really a whole lot more options off the coach behind the bench. I mean, he's fouled put everyone in. You're just seeing who can get boards for him and handle the ball. And here we go. Three new subs in Evers, Wendell, and a colleague checking in for Ramel, Garkey, and And we have six players on the court.
Guess oh my gosh, we do.
The rest are not even like. That's going to be technical.
I don't think anyone sees it.
It's going to be a technical foul.
No one has a clue, I don't think.
Someone jump off the court. It's going to be a technical foul.
No one realizes it. Still.
It's going to be a team technical.
So bucket's going to be good. A three-point goal by, who is that, Emma Kellogg?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I mean, it'll be a technical foul on court recovery for having six girls on the court.
That pretty much sums up our start so far.
Yikes. Not a good start.
So Bikey will shoot the free throws for the Redskins, and she misses her first one. Really, this might not hurt us at all. They were going to get the ball anyways. She misses his free throw.
I think it just adds a foul to everything, which is not an awful thing, I guess. She'll make one, can't complain. They're going to get the ball back. So, I mean, they would got the ball back after that point.
At least the three counted. We got on the board. Yeah. Good start. Redskins will have the ball. Messmaker will bring it up. 13-3 with a minute to go. Ayler tries to get it inside. We're going to have a foul underneath on the Indians.
I mean, I think I watched Kyle just walk in and didn't say a word to anyone. I was trying to figure out who else came out. No one came out. So.
And Sanders going to be on the baseline.
I swear we've had this varsity official almost every game. At boys and girls.
Really?
I swear. But what happened? I'm guessing.
Yeah, they turned it over there. So it was on the line.
So Garfield will bring it up for the Indians. 13-3. Indians are on the board now.
Score. Come on.
And Elaine Evers will be fouled, so she'll go to the line shooting two.
Good drive there and find. I don't know who drove there, but it's good driving pass to find Evers under the bucket.
Quick to firing up a shot. No good.
He takes no time. She catches that.
Fires on up there. I'm big. She keeps it for a second.
I know.
She makes a second. How about that? But he's scored 13-4 here with a minute left in the first quarter.
Indians show a little pressure. Bikey brings it up, pushes it ahead to Seifring, and she's going to walk with it. Shuffle her feet. They'll turn it over to the Indians. Both teams go man-to-man full court.
Yeah. Recovery off to not a great start. And I mean, I bet the center coach is trying to take advantage of their spot, and it's going to be a foul underneath on 40, maybe.
Let me put off number 41.
40. That'll be her second personal. Team's fourth.
No, she's in the game for longer than 2 seconds. Yeah, two fouls. Ball gets into Hope Wendell. She puts it up and good.
Good. How about that?
Nice little run here to try to cut into the deficit a little bit. 13-6, 40 seconds left in the first quarter.
Oh, it's off her.
Bikey's going to cross that court and dribble it off the foot of Grace Guggenbiller. Be out of bounds. It'll be Sandry ball.
Thank God she lays.
I thought it grazed her short after it ricocheted off Grace.
Man, if these guys can't catch six girls on the for the Indians, I don't get many.
Seifring has it on the left wing with 27 seconds. She takes up her dribble now up top of Bikey. Over to Messmaker on the right wing, 20 seconds. She'll hand it off to Ehlers. Ehlers will hand it back off to Seifring. Seifring on the right wing and pass up to Bikey at the top. Bikey drive down the left side, and she's going to get fouled. It's going to be on the floor, I would hope. Can be on Grace Guggenbiller. Grace is second, so Grace Kirby will check in for her. 10 seconds left. Bikey to inbound under her own basket. She tried to find Seifring, poked out of bounds. I don't know if we touched that, did we?
I don't think so.
Gonna stay here. 8 seconds left. but he didn't bounce on the side this time.
5 seconds.
He gets it into Sebring in the left corner. Sebring picks up a dribble and back to Bikey. Bikey
launches down. It's off the top. That's off the top.
She launched that over her head like that.
Hey, bounce off the wires.
Mm-hmm. Well, time will expire, and that'll do it for your first quarter. Indians trail the Redskins 13-6. Take a short break and be back right after this.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced. Get it to go or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp with Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. What's the perfect gift for that special person in your life, and how can you find it? Kalp Pharmacy offers a large selection of unique gifts, from classic chocolates and jewelry to home decor, toys, and more. With plenty of gift ideas to choose from, you will be sure to find the perfect gift. We have gifts for Valentine's Day, birthdays, anniversaries, and more. So visit Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Burn, Indiana, and find the perfect gift you're looking for. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
And we're back at the Hanley High School. Indians trailing the Redskins 13-6. It'll be their ball. Macy Day drives in and misses the layup. Got to make that one. Ball goes over to St. Henry. It'll be Ehlers. Now she hands it to Bikey. Bikey gets it inside to Ontrap. Now she kicks it out to Ehlers.
You know what the bad thing about this setup right here is? Chase, if we want to get into the hallway, we have to jump over about six people to get down.
There's no aisle.
There's not an aisle near us.
No.
We have to walk again.
We are trapped. Sanders will score underneath. That was number 12, Bikey.
Just don't understand it. We have no aisle to get anywhere. I mean, it's like we're, like you said, trapped.
I feel like I'm in a cracker box.
And it'll be out of bounds from Willie Ramlin. Chase, the Indians are just not grabbing the ball. I have to say.
Don't look smooth at all. They don't look confident in what they're doing. Ball goes over to Bikey. She'll pull up from 16 feet. That's in and out. No good. Rebound, Whitley Rammel.
And the ball is loose again. So, maybe they will bring on up for the Indians. She'll fire into the stands in the second row. That guy about got smoked. I go back the other way. But decent crowd here for Fort Recovery. I mean, for our one side and got a few people up top. So,
yep.
I don't think we have more than St. Henry by far.
Right now, yeah. Ehlers will drive down the middle of the lane. Her shot's up and no good. Another rebound for Willie Rammel.
Remember, coming up tomorrow, the boys will host the Redskins at the Fort. When they last play? Last Saturday, Hall of Fame game, I think. I think they won that one big off Miss Stonewall. And coming up tomorrow, and also the Shane Long scholarship chicken dinner is from 4-6 in the comments. And hopefully they'll get the ball inside. She'll be fouled, so she'll step the line shooting two. Then coming up on Saturday, the girls will host Tri Village and the boys will host Lima Shawnee. So a lot of game or three games for us or after this tonight, three more games, and can't catch up the game, and you always tune here, Chase, to FortCoveryRadio.com. I think these are all WPGW on Saturday, so for the girls. Never mind, we update. They're not doing that game, so we'll have it here. And hope Wendell's second one up is good, so should probably mark that in there. That
15-8. Redskins lead the Indians 5 minutes to go in the half. And stolen away by Faith Ruby. She launches a shot from the corner. That's no good. Rebounded by Ehlers. And we're going to have a timeout by St. Henry. So we're going to take one with them and be back right after this.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
And we're back here at St. Henry High School. I'm out on the floor. 4:58 left in the first half. Indians trail. St. Henry, 15-8. Be St. Henry ball. They get it into Messmaker. Man-to-man pressure by the Indians. Messmaker dribbles up the left side of the floor. Off her foot, and it's going to be on the line. So Indians pressure gets a turnover. I'd like to see a little run here, Chase, to get within two or three going into half.
Yeah,
or take the lead.
Being off of really
get some shots up. We're not getting too many looks.
Yeah, off of really sloppy ball handling, and she just traveled.
Oh, man.
And it keeps going. 15-8. Indians still down. I'd like to, like I said, I'd like to see
but
it get into two or three.
I don't think the world
to be only down seven.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, Coach Vaughn can't be that mad. I mean, St. Henry's not playing well either.
Ehlers gets it to the middle. That's Wendell. Wendell back to Ehlers on the left wing. Now over to Bikey at the top. She'll hold it for 4 minutes and 30 seconds left in the half. She'll give it over to Messmaker. Now over to Untrap. Up top to Ehlers. She shoots the three. That's no good. Rebounded by Hope Wendell.
Hope will then bring it on up, and she'll pass up to Pollock.
Get in there.
And she'll be fouled from behind. They'll be on the floor.
Good aggressive take by Emma Collig.
That'd be Ehlers' second personal foul. Redskins 6. Foul this half. Collig will inbound into Faith Groovy. Faith will then drive baseline with it, try to get into Hope Wendell. She does, and she'll turn on Mill with it. No foul call. She got hammered. And be out of bounds. I'll go to the Indians. Barkey inbound into Collig, top the key. 15-8. Indians still down. She'll drive and he tipped away and took it to her own board. And it'll be off the foot of the St. Henry girl. And
she walked.
She walked with it and it'll go back to Port Recover. Nice day. We'll check back in.
We need a bucket.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure last time we scored, to be honest with you. It's been a while. So, Macy Day went bound out of their own basket. 15-8, Indians still down. She'll get
back out.
Faith Groovy, and she'll give out to Day. Day will drive Mill with it, try to get the Evers, and what she does is she'll turn around. Elena will have a bank shot. Bank is open.
That was a tough shot.
How's that?
Wendell inbounds the Messmaker. Almost still by Faith Fury. Wendell pushes up the middle to Entrap. She traveled, no call. Ball over to Bikey. Now inside of Messmaker, back out to Bikey. She'll get it stolen away by Macy Day, and she'll be off to the races on the other end. She puts up a layup. No call again. Wow.
And they get the ball to, oh, man.
They call, wowzers. No call.
How
clearly in the world is that Henry ball? The girl blocked it. Did she not?
I mean, if you're not going to call a foul and it's obvious, I mean, at least give us the ball back. I mean,
well,
out of everything. I mean,
Henry just blocked it.
I mean, yeah, she looked like she tipped it, but
I'm confused. Wendell drives in, kicks out the Messmaker. She shoots the 15-footer, and that's good. Big change of event there. I mean, we get a steal when we're down 5, looking to make it a 3-point game, and all of a sudden they extend it to 7.
They will then give over the Faith Groovy, top of key. She's looking around. She'll fire cross court over to Collig. She'll get into Evers. Evers will spin and try to do another bank shot up. No good. Rebound by Groovy. Out of the day. Day will fire up a three up. No good. Too long. Faith Groovy comes up with a puts up about an 8-footer up. No good. Rebound by Collig.
Now we're getting
it'll go out of bounds.
We did a good job of crashing the board there, but we're just getting it and chalking it.
It's opposite.
I mean, we got to go to the rack and be stronger. I mean, we're just throwing it like it's a dang potato.
So 17-10, and he's still down 7 here in the second quarter. 2:36 left.
Messmaker drives in, kicks out the Entrap. and she's going to travel with it. A lot of travels for the Sanders team.
So, Mace will bring on up. Still down 7. Luckily, only down 7, really. Hope Wendell gets the ball inside and she'll put it up and good. So, it might be St. Henry lead to 5.
Ball gets into Ehlers. The defense by the Indians. She picks up a dribble. She somehow finds Messmaker in the middle. She'll drive down the left side. Her layup's up, no good. And as Hope Wendell's getting a rebound, her foot's on the line, so it'll stay here with the Redskins. It'll be Wendell taking the ball out. She gets it into Messmaker, now back to Wendell. She drives in, kicks out. Messmaker on the left wing. Now inside down trap, back out to Wendell. Over to Messmaker for 3. That's in and out. No good. Rebounded by Marissa Garkey. Good rebound.
Garkey will then bring him up. She'll fire it up the Faith group. Faith will drive baseline. Kick it out to Macy Day. Wide open. Sets up her feet. Up there.
There we go.
And Coach Vaughn's going to take a timeout. So we'll take one with him here on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio. We'll be back after this.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Are you looking to ease the daily grind in your livestock feeding operation? Archway Specialized Agriculture Equipment is here to help. With either hammer mill or roller mill action, our portable grinder mixers are the feed industry's gold standard. Rugged, reliable, and easily configurable to your specific feeding needs, Archway grinder mixers are available all the way up to 165 bushel tank size, the largest on the market. For superior ration without a lot of fuss, grind it Archway.
And we're back here at St. Henry High School. Indians making a little run. They cut it down to 2. 17-15, Redskins lead with 1:50 left in the half. Just coming off a big 3 from Macy Day. Messmaker to inbound against this full court press by the Indians. She gets it in this on trap, and it's knocked out of bounds by Hope Wendell. Redskins will try again. Messmaker gets it into Wendell. She'll take it up herself. Now up to Ehlers. Ehlers on the right wing will get it stripped from behind and out of bounds off the hands of Macy Day. Redskins will have the ball underneath. Wendell inbound.
Like I said, Chase, I mean, one possession game, like I said, maybe we can take the lead before going to half.
Yep. We're going to have a jump ball at the inbound. Play. Possession arrow in favor of the Redskins, so it'll stay here.
Coach Vaughn's about to start playing. He's about half onto the court
here.
Yeah.
Good shooter. Jeff Vaughn's a great shooter. Wendell inbound. Yet again, she gets it into on track. Blocked by Marissa Garkey. What a block. Gets her own rebound, takes it up herself.
She's pretty good, not gonna lie. Fires up the Faith Groovy up for 3
up and bounce up top. They got that one, though.
I like it. How about that? Hey, they could take the lead there, Chase. I mean, good shot there. I mean, Groovy's a 3-point shooter. And wide open, but she couldn't connect.
That's a foul.
I know, but I mean, she's. Girl was about flying out of bounds.
The big in semi-college. We're in the 1 bonus, so Seifring will be at the line. Minute 26 left in the half. Seifring's first one is no good. Rebounded by Hope Wendell.
And Hope Wendell will go to Macy Day. 1:20 left, and he's only down 2.
Come on, your hands off.
Macy Day will fire up a 3.
Yes, sir.
And good. 3-point basket. And that gives the Indians a 1-point lead.
Wendell bring it up for St. Henry. Guarded by Marissa Garkey. Wendell over to Seifring. tries to get back inside the window. She does, now tipped away off the hand of Macy Day. Two big threes by Macy gets the Indians the lead 18-17 with a minute to go in the half. Bikey to inbound underneath. She throws it away. This will be a steal by the Indians. We have a jump ball. Possession error should be ours.
Coach Ron's kind of taking out timeout one time, and the ball's not even in our possession.
Macy Day will inbound it in front of the St. Henry bench, and she'll get in two Faith Groovy a minute left. It means up one here in the second quarter. Remember, coming out after this, WPGW will bring you the varsity action.
Get in there.
Where's Hadarki up for three?
Oh, wow.
We were three for three on
firing them up there. Ball in the window. It's stolen away by Faith Groovy. She puts up the 15 foot.
Wow.
Good.
We went from down seven to up six in one quarter.
Well, I mean, a couple minutes ago.
Yeah.
Wendell has ball up to Bikey. Should dribble down the left side of the lane. Puts up the shot. Will be fouled against Marissa Garkey. A little bit of flop there. His head bobbing like. But that'll send Bikey to the line to shoot two shots.
First one up is no good, so it keeps the lead at six for the Indians. Second one is no good, and it'll be a foul. And Hope Wendell will go to the line shooting 1-1. How's that? Everybody knows what.
Yeah, I'm a little sick.
Oh, wussy.
Didn't think I got sick. Till now.
Get the heck away from me.
Hope Wendell. I drank out of your water bottle earlier.
Right here in front of me. Hope Wendell's first one on the 1-1 is up and good, so. They'll give the Indians lead now to 7. And Whitley Rammel should have checked in, but I guess after this free throw, I hope second 1-1 opportunity is up and no good. Rebound by St. Henry, so go the other way. 20 seconds left.
Wendell has the ball. She gives it over to Ehlers at the top. Ehlers hands off to Messmaker with 12 seconds. Now over to Seifring at the top of the key with 8 seconds. She now hands off to Wendell. Wendell at the top. 4 seconds. Drives in, kicks out. She's on trap for the long two, and that's good. And as time expires. So shot there by the Redskins before the clock. Makes it 24-19. Indians grab the lead after a good second quarter. And we're going to take a short break and be right back after this.
My plan was to stay for 5 years. I would get my experience, and I would move on and do bigger and better things.
At Cooper Farms, we're growing, and we want you to grow with us.
5 years came and went, and I really had no reason to leave. I've been here 30 years. I'm the accounting manager, and I don't have a big accounting background. It's just they've seen me grow over the years.
To see our open hourly and management position, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hello, this is Jackie Boring from Performance Physical Therapy. Are you looking for a fast track to recovery? Is your pain preventing you from achieving your highest level of performance? Then don't let a minor ache turn into a major injury. Our specialized physical therapists at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness will help you increase your power and your strength as well as your speed in order for you to get back into the game. Located at 1100 Commerce Street in Fort Recovery, right across from Ace Hardware. Give us a call at 419-763-1464 to schedule your evaluation. Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness, your fast track to recovery.
Yeah. Every year, you should review your insurance plans to make sure you have the right protection for your needs. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we'll take you inside our fort to make sure you're paying the right price for the right insurance to protect you. For years, we've been doing just that, and it's time for us to help you, too. At Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we've got something for everyone, and we've got something for you, too. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
And we're back here at St. Henry High School. Indians grab the 5-point lead, 24-19, after two quarters. Corey Kevery got off to a really slow start in the first quarter, found themselves down 7, maybe even 8 at one time. So really sloppy start, but they turned it around in the middle of the second quarter, late second quarter. They got it from, they probably went on a 10-0 run after a couple big threes by Macy Day, which eventually grabbed the lead. And we got it up to 7 at one point, but Sandry just made a long two at the buzzer before half to make it 24-19. So scoring for the Indians, Macy Day has 6.
Wow, Jake, you got some stats? What's
Faith Ruby, the scoreboard, Faith Ruby has 2. Marissa Garkey has 3. Hope Wendell has 6.
This might be the first time you've ever said.
Elaney Evers has 3. I mean, you were yapping over there, so I had to
say something about Red.
I know.
All-time great guy today, Frank Robinson. I mean, I didn't play, I didn't get to watch him play or anything at all, but he was one. I mean, one Hall of Famer.
Yeah,
first. I would have to say, he was the first black manager in all baseball with the Indians. So, I mean, that's a big loss. And he was a Reds player. He was with a lot of different teams. And he's a Hall of Famer, MVP, Rookie of the Year, World Series, or Playoff MVP, I think. I mean, a heck of a career. And
guy's
83.
You're like a human search engine over here.
You know, heck yeah. How about that?
Maurice knows baseball.
Don't ask me a question, Chase. I'll answer for it.
I don't even have a question. So much I don't know about baseball.
We had the new ones of the family here, Chase, this weekend. My sister finally had the baby, Margo, with a silent T on the end. So M-A-R-G-O-T.
No, I don't think I've ever heard that before.
I'm not sure. But, yep, Chet, yesterday about 4-ish, I think. Got to go over and see her last night. So
Uncle Reese.
It's all well. No boys, though. I promise you, when they're getting to high school and they're in the somewhat same grade, or they're going to be a heck of a 2 athletes. So, volleyball and basketball. I mean, hopefully volleyball and basketball, not cheer and
cheer
and what else. But
you hating on cheer or what?
No, sister was a heck of an athlete, and I think Brady was a heck of an athlete, and I think the babies are going to be a heck of an athlete. So, I don't want to see them jumping along the side. I'm not dissing cheer, but I don't want to see them jump up and down the side of the court.
You're terrible. All right, we're going to take another break and be back for some second half action right after this.
Are you looking for great food fast? Call Mary Kalane's at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And call Mary Kalane's to reserve your lanes for your kid's birthday party or other get-together. Just call them at 375-4274 now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Friday at lunch for their great pizza and wing buffet. Great food and lots of fun at Mary Kalane's. Stop out or call them at 375-4274. It's cold outside and that brings out the worst in your car. Weak battery, bad wipers, or tires without enough traction to get you through the snow? Give the experts at Hastings Auto a call at 375-4617 and they'll get your car back in top shape again. They'll check your antifreeze, wipers, batteries, tires, and more so you and your car can survive the winter. Or if it's finally time to trade it in, stop in and see them. If they don't have what you're looking for, they'll find it for you. Get your car ready for winter now or trade it in. Either way, Go to Hastings Auto, 375-4617. Have you tried the new smoked meats at Wayne Street Market? Stop in and check them out. They have their delicious oversized smoked chicken leg quarters every day, and you might find some smoked brisket or ribs and more. Just stop by the deli and pick out what you want, add a couple of sides, and you'll have a great meal in a minute. And if you want larger quantities of their smoked meat without all the time and hassle of making it yourself, just call them 48 hours ahead of time at 375-2865, and they'll have it ready for you to pick up when you want it. Wayne Street Market, call them at 375-2865.
Open House at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery is set for Wednesday through Saturday, January 30th through February 2nd. Stock up now on oils, filters, sweets, belts, and points. Everything you know you're going to need this year. All parts are discounted from 10 to 15% off. It's our busiest week of the year, so feel free to pre-order and avoid the lines. Open House is coming up January 30th through February 2nd at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go, or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned healthcare pharmacy. February is Heart Healthy Month, and Kalp Pharmacy is celebrating with discounted heart healthy screenings. Every Tuesday in February, starting at 8 a.m., Kalp Pharmacy at Fort Recovery is offering a $5 lipid panel, including total cholesterol, triglycerides, HDL, and LDL, to help evaluate your risk of heart disease. Registration is required. Pre-register at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery or call 800-686-2314 today. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
And we're back here at St. Henry High School. About a minute left until the start of the second half. Indians lead the Redskins 24-19.
Remember, coming up after this, we'll give it on over to WPGW and Rob Weaver for the varsity action here at St. Henry. I'm not sure if they call this name a certain name or...
I don't think so.
Is it St. Henry Gymnasium or... Not sure.
I don't know.
There's nothing. No name anywhere, so.
Union's getting ready to start.
Remember, coming up tomorrow, the boys will host Redskins at the Fort. And also, it'll be the Shane Long Scholarship Chicken Dinner in the Commons from 4 to 6. Tickets are pre-sale only at the high school office. So, come out tomorrow and support.
Redskins will start with the ball. Missmaker has it up top. Now over to Wendell on the left wing. Tipped away, but Wendell gets it back. Now she looks inside to Ontrap. Ontrap gets it. Now kicks it out to Ehlers. Ehlers drives middle. Tipped away. And Bikey had to rebound, but her foot was on the line. So let's turn it over to the Indians.
Indians will get their first possession of the second half. Alec will bring on up. She'll pass on over to Marissa Garth. Yep, not the great shooting guard along with Macy Day, Hope Wendell, and Marissa Garth. Will have the ball. She'll give it off to Grace shooting guard. She gets screened by Garth. She'll put up a shot, and she'll be fouled. So she'll go line shooting, too. Not sure if a lot of St. Henry fans like that call, but they called it. So
couldn't tell if she had her hand on the ball or her arm. But a good, strong take by Grace shooting guard. First one's up and good.
That will extend the lead to 6 for the Indians here in the third quarter. 6:23 left to go. The second one is up and good.
So Wendell inbound to Messmaker. Now up to Bikey, but over her head.
Oh.
Bikey saves it, throws it off the leg of Great Game Biller, so it'll stay with the Redskins.
That's not. when Tab fits, really smart play there by Guggenbill. I mean, she's running with her, and I mean, it was easy toss off her leg. And Coach Vaughn's a little frustrated, but
be tipped out of bounds again by the Indians. So, Bikey went bound under her own basket. She gets it in to Ehlers. Now back to Bikey. She shoots the corner jumper. That's no good. Rebounded by Marissa Garkey.
Garkey then bringing up for the Indians. She'll slow it down, give out to Guggenbiller, and she'll think about three, but she'll drive, lose it. Ball on the floor. And
have a jump ball.
Jump ball. About three St. Henry girls and Hope Wendell fighting for it.
Be our ball.
So go under our basket. 26-19. Indians have a 7-point lead here in the third quarter. They say we'll get into Hope Wendell. She'll be about
nice.
How about that? Old fashioned 3-point play.
Yes, okay. Sir.
We'll take it.
Good inbound play and good strong move by Hope Wendell. Makes it 28-19. Chance to make it a 10-point game here.
Hope Wendell put up the 1-1 or the 1 extra and it'll be up and good.
Myth maker win down to Ehlers. She gets it into the middle. That's Wendell. She'll bring it up. 3-on-2. Now out to Bikey. And we're going to have a foul. Reach in on Grace Guggenbiller. That will be her third foul, I think. First of the half for the Indians. Taylor's inbound from the side. She gets it into Wendell in the corner. Wendell looks inside the on trap. She gets it in. Now back to Wendell. Wendell kicks it out to Mestemaker. Now over to Ehlers at the top. 5:35 left in the third quarter. Bikey at the top of the key. Gets the ball screen now out to Mestemaker. Mestemaker gets the ball screen this time. Back to Bikey. She'll drive baseline. Put up a layup. That's up and good. Good offense there by the Redskins.
So cut the lead 8 for the Indians. 5:22 left in the third quarter. Macy Day will get a screen by Garkey. She'll go away. Hole it up and no good. That's two times there. Macy Day's had a chance to get layups up, and she
drives in thinking there's going to be
contact.
Taller defenders or there to block it.
Yeah.
She tries to adjust her shot when really she just needs to go up and shoot a normal layup.
Yeah.
It'll be St. Henry's ball, 29-21. Indians lead. Ball goes into Wendell. Wendell will bring it up herself, guarded by Emma Collig. Wendell at the top will get a ball screen. Sends it back up top to Bikey, now over to Ehlers. Ehlers looks inside, gets it to Mestemaker, now out to Wendell. Wendell will drive baseline. She kicks it out and out of bounds. The ball stays out of bounds, so bad pass there. We'll turn it over to the Indians.
Sanders not looking too good here to start the second half here, Chase. A lot of few turnovers in that stands over there. And
we got to take advantage of that and extend this lead.
Yep, Indians up 8.
Shoot it.
Macy Day will fire it over to Collins. She'll fire up a 3. Not good to shoot up. No good. Rebound by Ehlers.
Ehlers will bring it up, guarded by Macy Day. Ehlers at the top will swing it to Mestemaker in the right wing. Mestemaker up to Bikey. She'll drive on Emma Collig, put up a shot. No good, but she'll be fouled by Emma Collig. That'll send Bikey to the line to shoot 2 shots.
First one up, no good, short. Whitley ran on the lane, and you were second back in for the Indians for Collig and Hope Wendell. Now skills now?
Yep.
I don't know what these kind are, but yikes, it's not good. The dark side, the other side of the rainbow, not very good, wouldn't suggest it.
Missed free throw there by the Redskins, but they get their own rebound. The Indians come away with a steal here, Whitley Rammel. Good defensive effort there.
Go off topic here, Chase. How do you think of the Super Bowl? Realistically, I didn't like it.
I didn't.
That's
what everybody's saying. They said they were bored.
Yeah.
I think it wasn't boring, but
two powerhouses. I thought, gosh, this could be a high-scoring game. Tom Brady and Rams high offense with Todd Gurley. And really, Todd Gurley didn't
touch the ball. Really.
He didn't touch the ball. I don't know. Disappointed in that. I don't know if it was injured or – but then – finally, the Bengals find a head coach.
Yeah, that's pretty exciting.
interesting to see. I heard, listened to his press conference a little bit on 700 WLW, and
the whole thing.
He sounds like he's ready to take on this challenge, and he thinks he has a very good team to do it. So,
exciting new Bengals fan. Yep. I love that change.
Yep. I mean, especially
at Marvin, my whole life, pretty much.
But it'll be interesting to see what else he brings in. I mean, kind of.
Yeah.
It's weird. After the Super Bowl, you travel into a new.
I know. Day after.
And you're probably
probably
got in that night.
Yeah.
You even get time to even think.
Yeah. So Willie Ramel at the line. This is their first free throw. Still 29-21. Indians trail by, or no, they lead by 8, sorry.
That'd be
a line violation on the shooter, Willie Ramel.
Not a lot of good commercials, I don't think.
There's a couple decent ones. I mean,
halftime show.
They're always disappointing.
Like, halftime show didn't like it.
Why?
I don't know. I'm not a big Maroon 5 fan.
Oh, they got so many good songs.
I mean, they do, but I mean, I don't know what the heck that big fuzzy outfit was. That one guy, I don't know what his name was, but
I forget. It was like.
But Travis Scott was good. I like that.
This whole 20 seconds ago.
You got to say about 30 words that one song, he's done.
Yeah. Redskins will turn the ball over here with 3:14 left in the third quarter.
I really think St. Henry has, in this quarter, has more turnovers than they do shots.
I'd say it's probably true. The Indians ball, Mayfield will bring it up.
Yep, she'll cross the timeline with it. Indians up 8. Mayfield drive and dish off to Marissa Garkey. Garkey will fire up top to Groovy. Groovy looking around over to Marissa Garkey. Up to Ramel. Up, good pass by Garkey.
Nice.
Okay, good. Wow. Good seal there by Willie Ramel chase.
Good pass over the top.
Good play there.
Finished by Willie. She gets the seal
right
now that she walked.
Gosh. And she's laughing about it. I mean, she's frustrated. Had an easy layup, but took a few steps.
Yep, it'll be Sanders ball with 2:47 left in the third quarter. Taylor's the inbound against this full court man-to-man. They throw it away. Whitley gets the steal this time. Underneath the Marissa. Now at the Faith Groovy, she'll pull up from 15 feet. That's up and good.
I would have done the exact same thing that St. Henry girl did. She saw Whitley Ramel coming at full force. I'd just get out of the way.
Yeah.
She's going to truck you over. She'll go through a brick wall for that ball.
Yep. Indians grab a 12-point lead, 33-21. St. Henry really struggling to score. Haylers at the top, so we get to put off. Put off on the right wing will drive. Gets to shoot it. But passes it up to Seifring. Seifring will drive. Kicks it out to Ehlers. Ehlers over to Bikey at the top. She'll hand it off to Seifring. Holy cow, this is sloppy. But we're to put off. Indians about to get a steal, but Henry reclaims it. Inside
travel.
To Ehlers, and that's going to be either travel, but they called out of bounds. Said she was on the line.
It'll be a full timeout from St. Henry, so we'll take one with them here in Full Recovery Internet Radio. Indians up 12.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
And hey, we're back here at St. Henry High School. The Indians extend the lead to 12, minute 56, left in the third quarter. St. Henry really struggling to score. Good defense by the Indians. And they find themselves up 12.
I mean, really being up 12 here, Chase, after that very first bad quarter. I mean, how bad was it for the first about 4 or 5 minutes? And we had a technical foul.
We're launching it deep here off the inbound of Macy Day. She puts it up and gets
right there,
out.
That's what she needs to do on those glass.
Yep, go up strong with it and trust it.
Coach Vaughn's making a little fun to Hope Wendell on that pass. Yeah. Get the arm warmed up.
Yep. A little underthrow, a little Andy Dalton.
I think he's better ready for some Bengal football already.
Macy's first free throw is good. It makes 34-21.
I mean, between Jeff Vaughn and your dad, I mean, Bengals football has to be very interesting.
It
has to be fun to listen to them two go back and forth at each other about Bengals football.
I don't know. I think Jeff got too fed up. I don't even know if he watches too much anymore. Gets mad, goes out and mows the yard. Andrew, I have it. Bike drives in the lane. We knocked out of bounds off the Indians. Stay with the Andrew.
Butler play nice?
No. Saturday they do. Off the inbound, we're going to have a foul on the Indians. Shooting foul. Then put off to the line. Shoot two shots.
I've actually been paying up with college basketball. I'm not even...
You're not really a fan of any certain team.
I mean, it's just... I don't have... Like, right now, I just don't have time. I just... Yeah. Either at baseball practice or I'm in school or studying. Yeah. I mean, there's not a lot of time for me to... Plus, adding study tables. We added study tables this week. Gosh, awful.
Put off two free throws are good. Makes it 35-23. Indians have the ball.
I hope Wendell will give it off to Macy Day. Minute 30 left. Indians up 12. 35-23. Hope Wendell has the ball. Top of geek. Gives a good pump fake. Give over to Face Groovy. Groovy passes around the arc to Macy Day. They will drive middle, dish out to Faith Groovy. He's wide open for three.
Oh,
and she'll
my
be fouled. So she'll go line shooting
three, I hope.
Three. Three shots for Groovy, so. First one up. Good. And lead 13 for Coach Bond. Second one up and good. How about that? Should get a third. It is up. Wow, 3-3 at the line. How about that? Get your 3 points right off the line. Garfield will check in for Groovy off those three made free throws.
Makes 38-23. And it has it. Taylor's looking to inbound. She gets it into Wendell. Wendell's going to be trapped. She gets it up to Seifring. Now up to Taylor's in the middle. Taylor's drives middle. Pulls up. Shoots about halfway there. Rebounded by Macy Day.
Macy
launches it up. Holy cow. Inside to Hope Wendell. That's up. No good. Rebound by Willie Rammel. We're going to have a foul on the shot. That would send Willie to line to shoot two.
That's like a good pass, though. Like a line.
Yeah.
So Willie Ram will go line shooting two, 38-23, and he's got big lead now here in the third. Willie's first one up, rainbow shot, no good. Willie will get her second, up and good. Sends lead to 16.
He's bringing it inbound. Full court man-to-man still by the Indians. They get it into Wendell. Wendell pushing it up to King. King over to Ehlers. Her shot is no good. Rebounded by Whitley Rammel.
So they'll bring on up one shot, Coach Vaughn says. So have a little stale for about 30 seconds here, Chase. 30 seconds left here in the third quarter. Macy Day going to be dribbling around a little flop by Henry.
She's
ran to open though she fell over. And Macy Day again. Getting killed.
Oh,
no call. I mean, this girl's going crazy.
Yeah. Ball over to Hope Wendell.
NC Dale fire up a three up, no good. Rebounded by Marissa Darkey. 3 seconds left. 2 seconds left. Hope Wendell. 1 second left. Three's up and no.
That'll do it for three quarters. Indians lead 39-23. We'll take a short break. We'll be back for the fourth quarter. Right at the.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from BBI at K&L Tractor. The BBI Endurance line of litter spreaders are available in pool type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader designed with a poultry driller in mind. With BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come in and see these remarkable spreaders from BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. Four generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond. Our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms. More than a workplace.
Hey, we're back here at St. Henry High School, getting ready for the fourth quarter. Indians lead 39-23. Ever since that first quarter when we struggled, it's been all Indians in the second and third. So if we can do the same in the fourth and come away with a victory, it'd be St. Henry ball. Nestemaker gets it out to Spikey. She'll get a ball screen, dribbles around the arc, now inside, all the way to the hoop, and good.
College got scooted over there, Chase. I mean, she's.
Yeah, we got to talk on that one.
Yeah.
No help side at all.
So the Indians will get back. Macy Day.
Top the key. Jim around. She'll give it up to Marissa Garkey in the left wing. Marissa will fire it up to Emma Colley. Susan Blair will have it. She's trying to get into Hope Wendell, but she can't. She'll give it to Garkey up top all the way around to Susan Blair in the other corner. Guggenbill will find Hope on a great pass. Up no good. Rebounded by St. Henry.
Go the other way.
Bikey will give it over to Wendell, and she'll bring it up with 6 minutes to go in the game. Over to Bikey. Now inside to King. King at the elbow will launch it up, and that's no good. Rebounded by me. Holy gosh.
Wow. That was a good voice right there, Jake.
I am a little sick. Blame it on that.
Here we go.
They're getting to Hope Wendell again. Oh, you got to go up. And they'll fire all the way around the arc over to Day in the right. And she'll drive. Put a shot up short. No good. Rebounding by Guggenbush.
No.
Like you said, I don't understand why once we touch the ball, we got to shoot it or we got to pass it.
And luckily, we got bailed out to foul there. But
I mean, Guggenbush literally. You know, rebound, you want to secure it and then go to the rack. We're just,
right
when we touch it, we just launch it up.
Like a hot potato.
Yeah. Sort of looks like Grace's first free throw is good. Makes it 40-25. 5:33 left in the ball game. Grace Giegenmiller will get one more free throw. That is up and good. Makes it 41-25. All Indians here. Ball gets into Wendell. She'll bring it up. Indians take the press off. Wendell over to Bikey on the right wing. Now it's top to Ehlers. Ehlers will shoot the three. And that's good.
So Sanders doing a little zone press. Kyle will get out of it. She'll cross the timeline. She'll be trapped by three girls.
Go to the.
And there's.
Good
and
ball.
Willie Ram will be stuffed away.
Good ball moving. Just got a shot fake there. Ehlers brings it up for St. Henry. They're down 13 with 5 minutes to go. Ball goes up top of Bikey. Now over to King on the right wing. She shoots the three. That's off the backboard. No good.
Oh, and she is walking all over the place.
I mean, she's getting wrapped up. Form tackle. They better call that foul, don't they?
Either foul or travel. One or two. I mean, she was getting hounded. Stay still with it. And it'll be 1-1.
So Kyle goes up the line, shooting 1-1, 41-28.
54, 54 left here in the fourth quarter. Remember, coming up after this, we'll hand it on over to Rob Weaven, WPGW, for the varsity game. The varsity records for Fort Recovery is 9-9. St. Henry is 10-6. It should be a pretty good game. So stay tuned, or you can make trip, quick trip on over to St. Henry. And Alex, second one up, no good. Rebounded by Marissa Gargan. She'll bring it out to Grace Guggenbiller. Guggenbiller will fire on the, and she'll lose it. Pass the guard. St. Henry will take it all the way. Number 20.
Can't finish the layup, but they get their own rebound. They kick it out to Entrad. Now over to Messmaker from the foul line. That shot's no good. Hit, but saved, but her baby's foot was on the line, so let's turn it over to the Indians.
So Garkey will get the ball. She'll inbound it for Coach Bond. She'll get it into Whitley Ramel. Back over to Garkey. Garkey. Drill around. She'll give it over to Emma Collig. Emma will drive. Lose it. But she'll get it back. She'll get into Whitley Ramel up, and she'll be fouled. Doinked in the head from behind.
Good ball movement, good entry there by the Indians. Willie's first free throw is up and bounces around and off. No good. 41-28, your score, Indians lead. 4:13 left in the ballgame. Willie Ramel will get one more free throw.
We're coming up tomorrow. The boys will take on the Redskins at the fort.
Second free throw is no good. Rebounded by Wimbus.
It will be the chicken dinner, Chase. How about that? You're going to go and get I think 4-6 in the comments. So,
oh, boy.
Should be pretty good.
Ball out to Messmaker. 3:55 left in the game. Ball goes over to Wendell. Now back to Messmaker. Thanks about a 3-9 drive. Kicks out to Seifring. Ball over to Ehlers. Ehlers looks inside, tries to get it into Entrap, but off her hands, out of bounds.
And today, and Hope Wendell will check back in the game for Coach Vaughn and the Indians. Indians are up 13 with 3:44 left to go. Hope Wendell will get in today. The Redskins will be in a man-to-man press here, and Macy will cross the timeline with it. Macy dribbling all the way around. And she'll bring it back up, and she'll get over to Guggenbiller. Guggenbiller looking around. She'll get over to Hope Wendell, and almost stolen away by St. Henry, but she'll get back, give it over to Day, back to Hope. Hope will give a good pump fake and give it back over to Macy Day. Then she'll fire it out of bounds, and it will stay with the Indians. So Macy Day will inbound it with 3:16 left here in the fourth quarter. Indians up 13. Macy will get into Evers and he'll be stolen away, and that's not a good pass there. Not an entry pass for sure. And
they come jump ball to stay with the Indians.
Macy Day will inbound it again, and she'll get into Whitley Ramel. Will be tipped out of bounds. Don't touch it.
Oh, wow.
How lucky there.
Early shot was blocked. Ball landed out of bounds.
Hit the line right before, I think, Elaine Evers touched it.
Yeah.
So Elaine Evers will get it. She'll fire it over top to Macy Day. Day will drive to off to Hope Wendell to give a good pump fake. Fire it all the way around to Grace Guggenbiller. She'll fire in that Ramel. Indians have been doing well with that tonight, Chase. I mean, just getting it over top. And
yeah, here lately
feeling.
In the fourth quarter, they've had success. If St. Henry's just front the post, but we're just lobbing it right over and getting to the line. So Willie will shoot two shots. First one's up and no good. She will get one more. She'll fire it up there, and that one's good. So 42-28.
It is seriously crazy how much it rained. Really? I mean, I was driving home, right out getting out of
the college parking lot. I mean, I feel like I'm going through a river. I mean, just going across the road. And
yeah, on my ride home from work, I drove through a couple rivers.
I mean, good grief. I mean, coming home, going past Lafayette, just flooded. Going across the road, I'm like, oh, man. But yeah, I keep being honest, I drive bad in snow, though. So, I mean, that's me, but... I mean, college doesn't get canceled a whole lot, Jay, so snow's not going to give us all one.
Yeah. Stolen away by Marissa Garkey. She'd take it all the way down the other end and puts up the left-hand lap, and that's good. Coast to coast. That's what they call her. 44-26, 28, Indians lead with 2.5 to go. Ball goes over to Viking, out top to Ehlers. Thinks about a three, now swings it to Seifring. Seifring on the right wing, looks inside, now hands off to Viking. She'll drive, and she had to travel, but stolen away by Elaine Evers. She'll push it up to Marissa Garkey. She skips it on over to Faith Kirby, and she'll back it out. 2 minutes to go, up 16. Garkey has it on the top, swings it to Groovy. Look for the Indians to take a lot of time on this possession.
I'd like to see it.
Top of the key, Garkey. It's a minute 50. Sanders not even really pressuring. Faith will pull up and shoot the 15-footer. That's no good. Long rebound goes to Hope Wendell.
Just hold the ball. Don't shoot. Don't shoot.
We want shots.
Oh!
Three is no good by Macy Day. Rebounded by Hope Wendell. Kicked out. And rebounded by Macy Day. I mean, we could run out the clock.
We want more.
We want more. Hope Wendell scores inside.
Even more.
Makes it 46-28 with a minute 20 left in the game. Seriously?
It's probably just get subs, man.
That's timeout by St. Henry, so we'll take a quick break and be right back after this.
Hello, this is Brandy Brackman with Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness. Are you looking for a fast track to recovery? Is your pain preventing you from achieving your highest level of performance? Don't let a minor ache turn into a major injury. Our specialized physical therapist at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness will help increase your power, strength, and speed in order to get you back into the game. We are located at 1100 Commerce Street, Fort Recovery, right across from Ace Hardware. Give us a call at 419-763-1464 to schedule your evaluation. Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness, your fast track to recovery.
For years now, you've heard that Fort Recovery Insurance Agency has something for everyone. And if you need insurance, they do. When you choose Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we take you inside our fort to find the best plan to protect your home, your business, your vehicles, and your family from the risks you'll face in today's world. When it's time for a new insurance plan, don't depend on just anyone. Depend on Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
And we're back here at St. Henry High School after a timeout to get some subs in. St. Henry will double dribble and turn it over to the Indians.
How about that?
A minute 12 left.
We just hold the ball around the clock.
And McCollum brings it up with a minute to go.
Let's hold it. But we want more.
Let's fire up some threes here. Stolen away by the Redskins, 24 King. She gives it up to Ehlers, and she'll bring it up with 49 seconds left in the ball game. The ball goes over to King on the right wing.
Coach Javon Young, no fouls. So.
She'll shoot it from 15 feet. That's no good. Rebounded by Garkey.
Okay, slow it down. There we go. 35 seconds left. Let's hold it. Still hold it. There we go.
Another turnover by the Indians, stolen away by Messmaker. She brings it down the other end, puts up the shot. No good. Rebounded by Grace Kiegenmiller.
St. Henry's still fighting, though.
Yep, they're fighting. They have a jump ball, possession arrow in favor of the Indians. 19 seconds left. 46-28. Faith Ruby looking inbound. She gets it in to Elaine Evers. Atlanta turns and fires to Emma Collins with 14 seconds left. She'll throw it on over to Garkey, now over to Faith Groovy. Over to Grace in 6 seconds, and they should run out here. But Sanders not letting them. And Garkey will hold it as fire. So,
that's
big win to Coach Bond and the JV girls. They beat Sanders. 46-28. We'll take a short break and be back to talk about it right after this.
Are you looking for great food fast? Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And call Miracle Lanes to reserve your lanes for your kid's birthday party or other get-together. Just call them at 375-4274 now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Friday at lunch for their great pizza and wing buffet. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274. It's cold outside, and that brings out the worst in your car. Weak battery, bad wipers, or tires without enough traction to get you through the snow? Give the experts at Hastings Auto a call at 375-4617 and they'll get your car back in top shape again. They'll check your antifreeze, wipers, batteries, tires, and more so you and your car can survive the winter. Or if it's finally time to trade it in, stop in and see them. If they don't have what you're looking for, they'll find it for you. Get your car ready for winter now or trade it in. Either way, go to Hastings Auto, 375-4617. Wing Street Market is a whole lot more than just the best place around to buy your groceries. You can also get great food that's ready to go. At breakfast, lunch, or dinner, just stop by their deli and get a great hot meal from their grab-and-go selections. Breakfast sandwiches, roasted chicken, oversized smoked chicken quarters, and more. Pick out what you like and choose a couple of their great hot and cold side dishes, or choose their soup and salad bar. They have a lot of great food ready to go, or you can eat right there in the Wayne Cafe. And don't forget Tenderloin Tuesdays, when you can get their delicious tenderloin sandwich hot and ready to go for only $3.49. Wayne Street Market, it's faster and better than fast food.
And we're back here. Standard High School, JV girls just got a big win over the St. Henry Lady Redskins. 46-28, I believe your score was. Not sure who led by scoring. They took the scoring off the scoreboard. But a good night for the Indians. After they got that first quarter out of the way, they really struggled. They got themselves down 7 early. But then the second, third, and fourth quarter was all Indians as their defense came away big. And St. Henry just had no scoring, and we did a good job of not turning the ball over too much, but getting decent shots and getting them to fall. So,
yeah.
So that'll do it for the JV matchup. And from here, we'll send you over later to Rob Weaver and WPGW. So that'll do it.
We'll be back tomorrow for the boys. We'll host St. Henry. Remember, like I've said a few times, it'll be the Shane Long Scholarship Chicken Dinner from 4 to 6 in the comments. Tickets are in the high school office for pre-sale. So we'll see you tomorrow. Me and Chase will be back for the boys, JV, and varsity tomorrow night at the fort.
Thanks for listening to a Fort Recovery Radio sports presentation right here on your Indians leader, Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Today's special sports coverage of high school basketball was being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you've heard during our broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio.